proclamation number 4462 dated the October 16th, 1948. The ability to hear God's voice. Conditions. You are only able to hear the voice of the Spirit if all your thoughts and intentions apply to me alone, if you thus completely detach your thoughts from the earthly world. This does not imply that you should not perform your earthly duties or totally withdraw into solitude. For this does not correspond to my will, but in the midst of the bustle of the world you should look for the opportunity, and you will indeed find it, where your soul disassociates itself from the world, where you can briefly detach yourselves from all earthly thoughts. Hence where your soul lifts itself into spheres which are unrelated to earth, where I'm the focal point of your thoughts, feelings and inclinations, where it looks for and wishes to speak to me. Everyone can establish such short contacts with me if he wants to. He can even turn his thoughts towards me for a few minutes during his earthly work, and I will pay attention to every thought and impart my word to him. And if a person mentally remains for a longer time in my kingdom, if he takes the time to hold an inner conversation with me and pays attention to the thoughts flowing to him as a reply, he will develop the ability to hear my voice, and it will soon sound to him like a gentle but clearly pronounced word in his heart. You all can develop this ability within yourselves. However, it requires complete detachment from the world. Nothing externally must affect the human being if he clearly wants to hear the voice inside. For this reason, it also takes considerable strength of will to withdraw from the outer world and not to allow any part of this world take effect upon oneself. I must be desired and be able to completely permeate his heart. Otherwise I cannot be present to him and he will not be able to hear me either. No one can serve two masters. When I speak, everything else must be silent, and anyone who shall possess my love, which manifests itself in the word, must also grant me his love and willingly detach himself from all worldly matters, for my gift is precious and must also be appropriately appreciated. Amen.